and Bible Store, just east of the Sugar Shack on 8th Street Southeast in Altoona.
It's time now for Update Today on Praise 940 KPSZ. And now join us for your second cup of coffee and your host, Maxine Seelman.
And thank you so much, Don Thompson, for that wonderful introduction. And thank each and every one of you for joining me here on Praise 940 KPSZ on your AM dial. And by the way, you can take me with you wherever you go. All you need to do is pull up on the computer, Praise 940, and then go to Listen Live, and there I'll be each morning with you at 8 o'clock as you maybe travel south for this winter. Shane Vanderhart is going to be our guest this morning. Shane has been here on numerous occasions. He's the Director of Ministries and Volunteer Development for SOY, which means Serve Our Youth. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of our meal this morning, some news that just came in, and I haven't had an opportunity to pull up this website to see if it works. You can try that at home and maybe I can get back with you. But the Christians urge to shun stores that censor Christmas. Lynchburg, Virginia update. A Christian advocacy group has some advice for Christians as they prepare to do their Christmas shopping. Don't shop at stores that censor the word Christmas. As part of its Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, Liberty Council has released a fifth annual quote-unquote naughty and nice list of stores seeking to attract gift buyers. The naughty list names stores that make no mention of Christmas in their advertising, vaguely observing the quote-unquote season or quote-unquote holiday instead. The nice list consists of stores that still name the reason for the season. Both can be viewed on Liberty Council's website. And that's what I don't have, folks. I would assume it's just libertycouncil.org. We can try that, but if not, maybe we can chase that down. If someone out there knows Liberty Council's website, you could call the station right now, and we could get that out to the audience. If you would call 515-282-6940 with that information, we could pass it on. Otherwise, we'll have to wait. Liberty Council Steve Crampton said stores have the right to advertise any way they want, but Christians have the right to shop at stores that recognize their holiday. Another news update, school officials in North Carolina's Cumberland County are no longer allowing outside groups to leave Bibles in elementary schools. A ruling from the school system's attorney comes from one mother of a fifth grader that complained about a stack of Bibles left in her son's classrooms. Jerry Weaver filed a complaint with the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina. The ACLU says impressionable young students would think that the school was promoting the Bible. How about all the parents that have gone to school and complained about the sex curriculum that's being indoctrinated into their child's minds daily, and they get no recourse on that? The school system attorney, by the way, that was my own interpretation in there. The article goes on to say the school system attorney, David Phillips, says that he believes the issue could be argued, but he decided to suspend the practice in elementary schools. Heaven forbid that those students might read the Ten Commandments. And yet, British evangelicals have to go to court over a situation. An evangelical group has gone to court before Britain's High Court in a bid to sue the producers of Jerry Springer, the opera, for blasphemy. The show includes a depiction of Jesus Christ in a diaper, admitting he is a bit gay. The lawyer for Christian Voice said that the producers would not dare to mock Islam in a similar way. Several British theaters have now canceled performances of the show after pressure from Christian Voice. A long-discussed Broadway run also fell through, although Jerry Springer, the opera, is scheduled for two performances in New York, Carnegie Hall, in January. As I mentioned earlier, Shane is here this morning. Shane Vanderhart, dealing with young people. Good morning, Shane, and
good
welcome
morning,
back
Maxine.
To Update Today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I always enjoy coming on.
We are dealing with the crisis in our country today, for the battle of the child's mind. You are a father. You have three young children. You work with children and young people that have made some poor choices, but sometimes are victims through your SOY service.
Yeah, absolutely. We encounter kids a lot of times that, you know, they're, as you mentioned, some of these, when you're talking about sex curriculum in the schools, and they're just inundated with a bunch of messages that sometimes run counter to what parents try to teach, and certainly what churches try to teach, and when you have a generation that's growing up further and further attached from a biblical worldview, you see an increasing span of gray areas. And when kids are confused between what's right and what's wrong, you know, they tend to make poor choices when that happens.
And you reap the consequences. You have a real wonderful opportunity to step in and just give those kids some hope.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can come in and got your website.
Oh,
all
yes,
right.
We have one wonderful organization out, or some listener out there, the article about the naughty and nice Christmas shopping list. If you want to know who's on the naughty list or the nice list, thank you, listener. It's www.lc.org. www.lc.org. I'll pull that up when I get to work, and we'll find out who that naughty and nice list is. shall we make it on the air if they're willing to delete Christmas out of their holidays, then we can make that public as well for those of you that do not have a computer. But thank you. I interrupted your train of thought.
Not a problem. We encounter kids that, you know, they've made some poor choices. A lot of times kids also, you know, they're lacking some of the resources and the relationships that you and I had when we were growing up. Oftentimes in training that I do, I talk about a circle of support. People like, for instance, when we were growing up, or even when I was growing up, I grew up in Bondurant. So I had neighbors. It seems like I couldn't get away with anything in the neighborhood.
Your mother knew before you got home.
My mom knew, yeah. Yeah, there were several mothers in the neighborhood that would not hesitate calling her if they caught me doing something.
And as a parent today, you could appreciate it. You didn't as a kid.
No, I didn't so much then, but now I do. You know, I had extended family that didn't live really, really close, but I had a close relationship with them, and they were close enough that they were part of my life. I had, you know, Boy Scouts. I was involved. I had teachers that, you know, I had a relationship with. There were different neighbors that expressed interest in me. You know, I had a functional home, my, you know, mom, dad. And basically what you're seeing with these kids is that different adult support persons that are usually around in a kid's life are slowly being picked away, like dad, for instance. A lot of the kids that we work with, especially the children of prisoners, is usually dad who's incarcerated, so dad's not in the picture. Then extended family, oftentimes with our transient society, families move around a lot, so it's not necessarily true that they're raising family where they grew up, so they may not have the support of grandpa and grandma. Now, in some cases, it's grandpa and grandma who are raising the children, but oftentimes it's usually a single-parent household. Sometimes there is an extended family around. Neighbors, well, you know, I'm still just getting, I've lived in my house in Pleasant Hill for over a year. I'm still getting to know the neighbors. We just don't, in our society today, for whatever reason, we just don't.
We're disconnected.
We are disconnected. You know, also with a lot of the kids are unchurched, so you don't necessarily have church support. Teachers, you know, not necessarily faulting them, but they're just, they got a lot on their plate. And when you got a classroom, I taught for a year, and I, you know, you have classes of 30, 35 students and 6-7 classes a day on top of all the grading and stuff. It's just not realistic to expect that teacher to be able to invest one-on-one with high-risk kids. You know, and then sometimes kids just aren't involved in the extracurricular activities that were available as well. So they don't necessarily have those significant other adult persons in their life. So you see that circle of support that would have been there as kind of a safety net that's eroding away. Now, and mom, you know, she may be the best mother in the world, but if she's single parent, she's got to work, you know, sometimes work one, two, sometimes three jobs with lower income families. And she may physically be there, but just emotionally just worn out, tired, and not
My
as
heart
available.
Goes out to single parents, whether they be male or female. They don't have enough money. They don't have enough time. They don't have enough energy. They have no patience. And yet we expect them to function as a normal household could be. That's where the church really needs to step up and have a ministry right at their next door.
Absolutely. I mean, this is why we came into existence, was because we saw a handful of people that got us started saw a need based on, you know, a series of articles that was being written into the Register back in 1997-98 about the increasing number of at-risk, high-risk kids, in particular the increase of juvenile arrests that were being seen in Des Moines. And these leaders thought, well, what can the church do? And they said, you know, the state can't do it by itself. The church has to get involved. And that's something when I talk with pastors and youth pastors and different, you know, leaders and lay people, anybody I get a chance to talk to, actually, about the need to get involved, is like, you know, the church cannot be inwardly focused. We have to be outwardly focused. Jesus commanded us in Matthew 5 that we are the salt of the earth. You look in the original Greek, and that's he's saying that you are the salt of the earth, and none others are the salt of the earth. There is no plan B. We're it. So if we're not out being salt, being a preservative in our culture, getting out and flavoring, you know, being a, you know, flavoring the atmosphere around us. Also, what does salt do? You have basically not. I have not experienced this, but I've heard that, you know, they have pretzels at bars. Well, they salty food. They do that. It makes you thirsty. Well, as a believer in Christ, you know, I should be living a life that's making others thirsty for God. And the only way to do that, Maxine, is to get out and be in the midst of people. Salt doesn't do any good in the salt shaker. It needs to be out. It needs to be, if it's used as a preservative, you dig it into the meat. It needs to penetrate the meat. We need to penetrate our culture. We need to go where people who are lost are. And we need to, it's messy, it's dirty, but that's where Jesus wants us to be.
Mm. And of course, if you're going through a difficult time right now, that's the perfect time to reach out. When you feel like you have nothing to give.
Absolutely.
And when you at least show up, you go home and you feel like, oh, I went to see if I could help somebody, but that helped me. That's how it's ingrained in us.
It does. I mean, there's times, you know, I've been in youth ministry for 15 years, and there are times when I go to a Bible discussion group. Sometimes I'm just physically exhausted. And honestly, in my flesh, I'm just like, I just want to be home. But I get there, and I interact with the kids, and I come away energized because I realize God used me to make a difference. Even though I didn't necessarily, you know, Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong, because, you know, in my weakness, Christ is made strong. And sometimes in my weaknesses and when I feel like I just don't know if I have anything to give, Jesus uses that, because then it's not about you, it's about him.
That's so true.
And kids, you know, kids, they see the effort that you make, they see the time that you take. They appreciate it, because they're not used to adults, especially kids who are in the juvenile system. They're not used to adults coming into facilities to spend time with them who aren't paid to be.
Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they care. I am so glad I get your newsletter. I'm on your mailing list. I have your newsletter called Serve Our Youth Network News. And you have an article here on Good Search.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also something about Yonkers.
Yeah, we do a Yonkers. Yonkers has a community day, I think, twice a year. A few Saturdays.
Or November the 10th, it says.
Yeah, a couple Saturdays ago. And basically what we do is we sell booklets. I won't get into that since the next one is until spring too much. But we sell $5 booklets, but it gives you a $10 coupon. So you actually, you know, it's a good deal. And honestly, I don't know how much money we made this fall, but last spring. I don't know the exact number, but well, it was pretty significant.
The community is reaching in also to see that your work continues.
Absolutely, yeah. And there are a lot, actually, with Community Day, there's a lot of organizations there too. Little leagues, soccer leagues, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
The Good Search, what is this? It also lists your website, so we can give this website.
Yes, absolutely. Good Search is kind of, it's a cool thing that people can just help us out. If you do an internet search at all, like if you, instead of Googling, go to Good Search, you go to goodsearch.com, and you'll see a list there of charity of choice, and you can plug in Serve Our Youth Network. And every time you do a search using Good Search, we get a penny. Now, that doesn't seem like a whole lot, but if you get a bunch of people doing it together, and you know, the average person, you know, does sometimes 5 to 10 searches if they're on the internet for a regular amount of time, usually about 5 to 10 searches, usually they'll Google or Yahoo. Well, instead of using those, use Good Search. Actually, Good Search is powered by Yahoo, so it's a pretty good search engine. And you can help a good cause, too.
So now walk us through it again. So I'm looking for, Liberty Council.
Okay. Yeah, you go to goodsearch.com. You'll see the field there. It says name a charity that you would like to Good Search for. You type in Serve Our Youth Network. We'll come up. You set that as your default charity. It'll walk you through that. And there's also a feature there where you can download a toolbar for your Internet Explorer, or also works with Mozilla Firefox as well, Safari, if anybody out there has a Mac. Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, excuse me, could you stop just a moment? I get the biggest tickle out of this, Shane, because if my grandfather or grandmother came back to life today, they would think you were speaking in another language.
Yeah, my wife eyes glasses over when I get talking about tech stuff too. I'm kind of a tech geek, so forgive me. But you're whatever you use for your internet search. Internet Explorer is the main one most people use, and there's a toolbar that if you look up top in your web browser, there's usually a search field, and basically it would be up there, and you can run the search through that.
All right. And of course, a phone number for those that don't even have a computer that would like to find out more and possibly get on your mailing list.
Sure. Well, you can give us a call. Our toll-free number, so I know this program reaches throughout Central Iowa, so it is 866-620-9037.
All right. Once again, a little slower.
866-620-9037.
And one more time.
866-620-9037.
All right, and we'll give that at the end also. When I called and asked you to be on the program this morning, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Shane, I think we need to consciously start counting our blessings. I hope each and every one of you out there, before you eat your meal tomorrow, will bow your heads, hold hands. If you've never done it, don't be uncomfortable. If you don't know how to pray, if you'll just simply bow your heads, hold hands with those that are in the circle, and just say what you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. God hears the simplest of prayers. We need to start counting our blessings.
Absolutely, yeah. I teach in my adult Bible fellowship at Valley, and we've actually been going through Ephesians. And sometimes people are, you know, struggling with circumstances that they're not sure what to be thankful for. And I just wanted to read a part of Ephesians 1. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth." And fast forwarding the Ephesians 2, it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of the flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So if you're in a circumstance today where you find yourself, I just don't have much to be thankful for, if you're a follower of Christ Jesus, just pick up the Pauline epistles. Read through. The first half is always about, in each Pauline epistle, who Christ is, what God has done for us, and who we are in Christ. And just these, I mean, God chose us. He loved us. He's provided redemption for us. He's made us children of God. We were once children of wrath. I mean, if nothing else, be thankful for that, if you can't think of anything else.
And how will you be celebrating tomorrow?
We'll be celebrating. Cheryl's parents will be coming into town, so we'll get to spend some time with them. They're from Valparaiso, Indiana, so that'll be nice to have them in town for a few days.
And what about your parents?
Well, my parents are just traveling up to my uncle's house in Eldora, and then they'll be having a family celebration on Saturday. Hopefully, I'll be able to sneak over with my in-laws in town.
Oh, that's
spend
great.
Some time.
Shane, what is your favorite part of your Thanksgiving meal?
Other
than having the family together.
Okay, that's a given.
Isn't there one particular food you like?
Oh, let's see. I like sweet potatoes. My wife's not such a big fan, but we'll have them. Turkey too. But I get, turkey's nice on Thanksgiving, but sometimes I get tired of leftovers. But
yeah,
I have to say, I enjoy football too. So I usually will have a game on.
Just the memories, making the memories, reflecting over the past, looking to the present, but looking also forward to the future. He's coming soon.
Yes, he is.
You know, every day that we pull our blinds, I hope you consciously think, maybe today, he is coming soon. And that's the hope that we have today. Shane, thank you so much for your years of service. You are an ordained pastor as well, are you not?
Well, actually, I've served as a youth pastor, and I was in the evangelical free church. I still am, just as a lay person now, but I was starting the ordination process, and then I resigned to get into parachurch ministry, so I never completed the process, but I was a commissioned pastor.
Yes, you are a ministry. Shane Vanderhart, where is your location located?
Well, I have an office at Polk County Youth Services on the east side of town, which is by Grandview College.
That's great.
Then we also, our administrative office is down in Pella.
Yeah. That phone number once again?
866-620-9037. And for the tech people, serveouryouth.org.
That's your website. And of course, that good search is the thing we need to remember today as well. GoodSearch.com. Thank you so much. Your final thoughts this morning?
Oh, I take time and be thankful for the family you have around. If you're a parent, make sure you spend time with your kids. We talked a lot about the kids who are struggling, and just be thankful that your kids have you in their life, and just be sure that you spend time with them.
Yeah, it'll work you out of a job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
That's all right. Shane Vanderhart has been our guest this morning. Shane, thank you so much for
You're
being
welcome.
Here. Thank you, each and every one of you, for joining me each morning on Praise 940 here on KPSC. Remember, who would you thank and why will be the question. You're coming to the program in the morning. I want all of you to get this number, 515-282-6940. And that's the number I think we're going to have you call in the morning. And if not, just listen. We'll be sure if Chris decides that there should be another number, we'll give that to you as well. If you'd like to contact the radio station anytime, we're down at 1416 Locust. And our number here is 515-280-1350. 280-1350. That's our update today. Now let's go out today and live this day for the Lord while we still can, shall we?
You've been listening to Update Today with Maxine Seelman on Praise 940 KPSZ. Join us tomorrow for another edition of Update Today on Praise 940 KPSZ.
Praise 940 KPSZ.
This report brought to you by the Metro Waste Authority. We've gone through the commute without an accident, and that's a good thing. Busy on the freeway into downtown and around the rest of the metro, but not as busy as usual. Yard waste collection ends November 30th in most communities. Place only yard and garden debris in your composted bags. Plastic, metal, and trash can injure workers. Thanks for keeping workers safe and using composted bags and stickers. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a safe Thanksgiving. I'm Mary Day with traffic on Praise 940.
Discover the wonder of Zondervan Books this Christmas at Wellspring, your Parable Christian store, Iowa's largest Christian resource center, 104th and Hickman in Urbandale. Zondervan is the outstanding publisher of Bibles and books. Zondervan author Ann Spangler's Emmanuel, Praying the Names of God Through the Christmas Season, is a great book to prepare you for the 4 weeks of Advent and nearly 2 weeks for Christmas this special time of the year. Also, Ace Collins' box set, Stories Behind Christmas, is a nice gift idea. Ace Collins has published several books for Zondervan. Stories Behind Christmas takes you inside the fascinating stories behind the best-loved songs and traditions of Christmas. Pick up these Zondervan books and more this holiday season at Wellspring, your Parable Christian store, 104th and Hickman in Urbandale. Wellspring has Iowa's largest supply of Christian music, videos, gifts, and framed art, plus a huge selection of Zondervan books. Open on Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., November 25th through December 23rd.
The most common question I get is, how did you guys meet? It's always so fun to tell that story.
Ann Romney talks about her husband, Mitt Romney.
We met in high school at a party, and we've been going steady ever since. We've been married 38 years. We have 5 sons, lovely sons, and 10 grandchildren. I was always looking for that girl. I had to wait till my first granddaughter. Finally, I get to buy pink. Mitt says his greatest success is being able to say, I have been a good father and a good husband. Sometimes I'd be home with those 5 boys, and it was rough. They were pretty crazy boys, and they were wild. He'd call home and remind me that what I was doing was much more important than what he was doing. Mitt says there's no work more important than what goes on within the four walls of the American home, and that's the way it was in our home. I'm Ann Romney, and if you see us on the campaign trail, please come up and say hello. Or you can get on the website at mittromney.com.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, mittromney.com.
Good morning, I'm Kate Garner with your weather on Praise 940. Snow is likely this afternoon, and it will be especially heavy to the east of Des Moines. Eastern Iowa, especially along the border with Illinois, could see 1 to 3 inches. Breezy otherwise in the metro, temperatures falling to around 29 degrees. Chance of snow early tonight, less than 0.5 inch expected this evening and a low 22. Scattered flurries afternoon on Thanksgiving Day and a high 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low 19. That's a look at your weather on Praise 940.
You're listening to Back to the Bible.
Grasping the scroll with one mighty hand, the Lamb broke one of the 7 locks, and the world swam in a vortex of darkness. I seemed to be floating in space, looking down on the earth. From out of the inky darkness galloped a white horse. Its rider had a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. This was a fearsome warrior. Men's eyes filled with terror when they heard his voice. The earth cowered, awaiting his onslaught. The Lamb opened another seal, and another rider, his horse bathed in flowing crimson, his image pulsating in the blood of men. I watched as he traveled the earth, his giant sword wreaking havoc.
Who can stand against me?
Peace evaporated wherever he went, and men turned their weapons upon each other as he passed. The next seal brought a black horse whose rider carried measuring scales. His voice was hollow and braying. His sunken eyes and pale skin looked hungry. And I understood. This is famine. As he descended towards earth, I heard him offer
a bucket of gold for a loaf of bread.
The fourth seal was opened, and a horse emerged from the shadows. The horse and his rider were pale, green, and bloated like rotting flesh. The rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him. Their path across Earth was slow and plodding, and when they had finished, a fourth of the Earth's population lay dead in their wake.